you call a different word?
Yeah, I know. Well, back then, it was always called a front porch.
Front porch. Yeah. Your Mr. said that he remembered, he thought they used to call them piezers. Is that?
Well, that's right. Yes, piezers.
Was that a same thing as a porch?
Yes, just same thing. That's a different name.
Just people like to call it a different
name. Right.
And the small fenced-in place that you keep cows before you milk them?
Yeah, call that a cow lot.
Cow lot. And the big wooden things that were about so round, so high with a handle, you used to keep water, take water into the house with it?
Just yes, we call that a pail.
There's a pail. Mm-hmm. And if it was made out of wood?
Yes, a wooden bucket.
Wooden bucket. Yeah. And if it's made out of tin, what would you call it?
It's called an enamel bucket.
Enamel bucket. Mm-hmm. And the heavy thing that you use to fry eggs in the morning?
We call that a frying pan.
Do you remember when you used to cook in the fireplace?
Yes, I remember cooking.
What did you use to call an iron thing then? It had three legs on it.
They called them there spiders.
And the place in the kitchen sink where you turn off the water, turn off and on the water, just
the faucet.
And if you have one outside, to use a hose with, what's that?
Just a faucet. Called a spigot.
Oh, that's a spigot?
Yeah.
When you had a sugar barrel, or syrup barrel, and you wanted to draw off some syrup, what'd you call that thing?
Turned. Well, we done long then, we called it a faucet.
Faucet.
Yeah. Well, and most of those just bored a hole in the barrel and put a stop in it.
Call it a stopper.
Yeah.
They would call that a bung?
Yes, sir.
And what did you call it? A room. If you had a big farmhouse and you had a room where you put everything that you couldn't, that you didn't know what to do with.
Plunder room.
Sunday room?
Plunder.
I see, summer room. Yeah. You ever hear that called a lumber room?
No, we call it a plunder room.
Plunder.
Yeah, where you put all your plunder.
I see. That's new to us. Yeah. It's just a plunder, huh? And when you go to the store now and buy a few cans, they just put them in a what so you can carry them home? Just a paper
bag.
But they used to put chicken feed in a 100 pounds of chicken feed they could buy in a what? What do they call those?
Paper bag?
Before they used paper, what did they use to?
Your bag and sack.
Bag and sack.
It's called a guana sack.
Guana?
Yes.
They ever call it a croaker sack?
Croaker, that's right, croaker sack.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, same thing.
And a toe sack, did you ever hear that? Coming down the road here, from Colquitt, somebody had a lot of brown sacks on the fence. Did you happen to see those today?
No, I didn't notice.
I wonder if those are do they still have guana sacks?
Yes, they got some around the feed mills.
That's probably what they were.
Put feed in.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever put something to your mouth and blow on it and make a tune?
Yes, sir.
That's a
hop.
And if you picked it, it was a
juice hop.
And when you were a child, somebody put a plank across a support like this, and one child would be here, one child here, and they go up and down.
Yes.
That was a
called